Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on planet Earth.
I want to try and beat them.
Okay.
Well, I don't necessarily want to beat you per se. I just want to be the best that I can be.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
Don't allow 10 seconds to affect the next 10 years of your life.
Man.
You snapped off, and now you went from partying at the Kardashians to being in a cell 23 hours a day.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is hump day, Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly, live from the American Family Insurance Studio inside The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. My guest co-host today, he ain't got a clear throat. I clear for him, the legendary Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Great morning. Telly, how you doing and feeling, man?
Man, getting this hump day going, man.
Yes, sir.
The middle of the week, and it's like you're halfway home, but you're also like, man, still seem like it's a long way to go.
Well, you know they say you got to get over the hump.
You got to get over the hump, man.
You know, I don't know. We have those days. We got the Mondays. We're like dragging Mondays, and then you got the hump day, and then you get excited for Friday. And before you know it, it's Monday again.
I wonder psychologically if every day was called Friday, we would be excited every day.
I think we would. I think we would mentally fool ourselves. So, you know, every day is Friday.
Well, speaking of getting over the hump, last night I went to the Bucks game.
Okay.
And the Bucks were able to get over the hump and return to Vegas for the semifinals in the NBA Cup. They were able to beat Orlando last night. Really good game. What was the final? 114-109.
Okay.
Of course, Giannis went off. Giannis had 37.
Okay.
Damian Lillard had 28. And 9 of his 28 came in the final minute.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was for an exciting game.
Yes, a very exciting game. And that was one of the quarterfinal games last night. And, again, this is the in-season tournament, which I think is kind of weird because the scheduling, like I was looking at it, if they lost, they wouldn't have – played another game until either Saturday or Sunday or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, because the NBA has flexed their schedule to put this in-season tournament into the NBA schedule. And but if you are able to make it to Vegas, so that was the other thing, too. When they first put this out, I was like, all right, are NBA players really going to get excited over a tournament? But when you hear the incentives –
What are the incentives?
Look, Blow, I'll just tell you this. They ain't just trying to go to Vegas just because it's warm out there.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
It's a bag?
There's a bag that's waiting on them. There is a tremendous bag for each player, not just for the team, for each player.
Oh, wow.
There's a handsome bag. So if you see or wonder why these guys are playing so hard and they're like, man, I want to get to Vegas. Yeah, because you can mess around and for a rookie who's not getting or who's getting the league minimum, this could pretty much kind of match one of your, you know, season checks.
Wow.
Yes. So it's a big deal.
Okay.
It's a big deal. So shout out to the Bucks. Yes, they have advanced to Vegas to play this weekend. And Bobby Portis had a really good game, and speaking of Bobby, there's another connection to something that happened to him Mm-hmm. Remember Bobby, who, by the way, scored 22 points and had 10 rebounds.
Okay.
By the way. And one time that Bobby was playing a game, his house got broken into. You know, we reported that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yes. And now there seems to be another victim. And this ring is targeting players while they are playing the game. And if you recall, this past Monday, it was the Bengals playing the Cowboys in Dallas.
Correct.
And Cincinnati's quarterback, Joe Burrow's house got broken into. And it was while he was playing. Of course, these this ring or individuals, this it seems like a ring now.
Absolutely.
You've had these many players, I mean, these many athletes, from Mike Conley to Travis Kelce to Patrick Mahomes to Bobby Portis and now Joe Burrows. And they're targeting all of these guys when they know they are not at home.
Right. And it appears that they're targeting playmakers. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not necessarily the one with, put me in, coach.
Yes.
You haven't been in all season, sir. I don't think you're going in now. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yes. And so I think about it, Homer, because this isn't the first time that robbers know when players play and where they stay. So why is it happening now is my question.
Right.
There's been way more, like, just think about it in the past. Everyone knew when Michael Jordan was playing.
Yep.
Everyone knew when certain athletes were playing, and why weren't they getting hit?
You know, we are in a different generation, bro. And I think because of that, you know, people are strategically paying more attention. And a lot of times, just like with the Bobby Portis situation, I think that they look at, well, they're not going to think of us. They're going to immediately think about somebody who, you know, looks like me and you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And knowing damn well that we can't even get close to their homes.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? We can't get close to them. We can be profiled just going through Shorewood. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we damn sure enough ain't going to get close enough to these professional athletes' homes like that unless you're invited to a Diddy party or something.
Right. There was a woman that was staying inside of Joe Burrow's home at the time, and she called 911. And I'm sorry, one 911 caller said her daughter was staying at the house.
Right.
And someone is trying to break into the house right now. My daughter is there. This is Joe Burrow's house. She is staying there. He's at the football game. She's wondering what she should do, if she should be hiding or if she should go outside, the caller said. She said someone was in the house.
Man. Like,
how scary is that?
Absolutely, man. Like, that. Yeah, it's too much, and something has to be done. I mean, the focus, when we're getting a heads up of people playing in these big games or whatnot, I think that there has to be some attention because you're paying all them high taxes for where you're living.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you have a designated police force.
Yes, absolutely.
You're supposed to.
And if you are, let's just say you are Giannis, you are anybody on the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a game, are you going to hire extra security?
Yeah, because it seems like that's what you're going to need to do.
Yes, because clearly they don't care if someone's home or not.
Right.
And if you have a family, you have kids, you have people at your house, mm-hmm. And a lot of times athletes have extended family there.
Absolutely.
Because they're not from this city, and a lot of their family come and live with them. What do you do now to make sure they are protected when you're not there?
Real talk. And it's a valid concern. It's a valid concern. Like, all the time, these players, if they have a wife, their wife isn't always at the games that they're at.
Correct.
So it could have been his wife instead of just this girl. that happened to be there.
Yes.
It could have been his fiance or just a girlfriend.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying? His mother. You know, a lot of these athletes move their parents into these new homes that they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And just to think about the mental trauma that can create, because you're thinking you're in a safe space.
Yes.
And we get comfortable.
I mean, you're talking about a mansion, a million-dollar mansion, if not more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure it's in a gated community. You are thinking, I mean, Bobby Portis in River Hills.
Right.
So you feel like you are in a place where you are secure.
River Hills got its own police department. Yeah,
and so what do you think the next time Joe Burrow asks this young lady to stay at his house while he's gone?
Crazy. You got to get your mind.
Like, I don't care that it's a 10,000 square foot home. No. And that is such a scary place to be, where you don't feel safe inside a place where
you're supposed to feel
safe. Supposed to not only feel safe, but you paid a lot of money
to feel and
to
be safe.
Yeah, exactly. And to make sure that you and your family are protected. So we will definitely keep you updated on that. But to me, that is a very scary thing, because I know how it is. I have traveled with professional teams for years, and I know how much I'm gone. And my wife could tell you how much I was gone. And so to just think about, if all that time I was away, I had to always wonder and worry about if my wife and two daughters were going to be good. And even though I have built this, you know, multi-million dollar mansion for them, this palace where they supposed to feel safe. And so that's some scary stuff.
Yeah. Do you think that the NBA and the NFL and the NHL, you know, all of these different nuances should be the ones to have to pay for security because of, and then putting into the factor where you're saying, like, they moved to these places because this team selected them. And now that they're high profile targets, is it on the athlete to have to up the security more, or should they go to the NBA, NFL?
That's funny you asked that, because
really,
here's the thing. I'm sure security will be provided for the ones that they feel need provided.
Okay.
Any organization, what are you going to do when you invest in something? There you go. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Absolutely.
Because any organization that is going to invest $350 million into you, you know they're going to make sure you're protected.
That's
called protecting your investment.
Absolutely. Do you think any of these could be my Arizona Hennessy boy? Shout out to Delano. Could it be inside jobs?
Man, oh,
I don't
man.
Think Bobby Portis was an inside job. Not from his real plea of, like, look, man, I give you what you want, and whoever knows something. But
I just don't see what they would have to gain from it. I mean, but when you say inside job, do you mean somebody they know?
Are they
in on this?
No. Not with them being in on it. But again, that's why they say you have to be careful who you allow to, whether it's for a party or whatever it might be. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Because people have hidden agendas.
Yes. Absolutely. So, again, I feel like I was able to answer that question because of one thing. When the Miami Heat got LeBron, Chris Bosh,
right,
and Dwayne Wade,
the dynasty,
the big three, they had their own security. Trust and believe.
That part.
And
armed, I'm sure, too.
And you know, I was asking one of my friends who worked for the Heat, I was like, what's up with that? And the first thing he said is, you spent all that money on investing in them. You think you're going to have just somebody roll up on them like a Nancy Kerrigan and do something to them?
Right.
Like, no, you can't touch them.
Right.
And so, again, I'm sure security will be provided for the ones that they feel security is needed for.
Yeah, I have to agree. I co-sign that.
I mean, I'm not going to, you know, no shade, no hate, but Marjon Beauchamp, you might need to get your own boys to come and protect you.
Right, absolutely. That's a sure reality check.
Truth Nation, we got a big, big show in store for you this morning. Of course, we know we always get a lot of traction and a lot of engagement when we talk about MPS. But MPS and the Restless, there was a meeting last night.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's some finger pointing going on where MPS is blaming MPD for school resource officers not being in schools, which they were by law supposed to be in January 2024.
Right.
That's not what's going to happen next month. That was supposed to happen 11 months ago.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to get into that. And
it's your fault. No, it's your fault. It's your fault. No, it's your fault.
Boy. That's probably what it sounded like.
Man.
It's probably what it sounded like. And we are going to get into a question that Mr. Blow poses that I think we all need to tap into. And we're going to get into that a little later in the show. And it has to do with black women. And what narrative would black women like for black men to change? When we're going to get
to feel
into
comfortable
that.
And feel safe, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
What could help change our community?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to get into that and much more, but as we return, or as soon as we return after the break, we'll get into MPS and the latest saga on when school resource officers will return to schools. The legendary Homer Blow is in the building. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. We have guest co-host Homer, the legendary Homer Blow, in the building.
Yes, sir.
I am Telly Hughes. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly, and the latest from Milwaukee Public Schools and the scenario surrounding the school resource officers, which were supposed to be in place in January 2024. Now we are weeks away from 2025, and there is still no timeline on when the school resource officers will be in place.
We got to have the dramatic music now for some reason when we say MPS, we got to hear dun 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 dun.
Oh no, we got music for it. We have music for it.
Okay.
You hear it?
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. But, you know, no more drama, but we continue to hear about drama.
Oh, my goodness. And the problem is there's still no answers. Like, there are only, the state law required at least 25 school resource officers be reinstated across the district in January 2024. 25. This is the largest school district in the state.
Right.
I can name 25 schools right now off the top of my head. And so you mean to tell me this small of a number, you can't get into place, and it's almost a year, and the law required you to do this. This wasn't a suggestion.
Right.
This wasn't a, if we get around to it.
Right.
This was part.
A mandate. It was a mandate. And when you have a mandate, just like anything else, we're mandated to do something. When we don't do it, you're supposed to get in trouble.
Yes.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
that's how it usually works.
Right. And I'm like, what is, when you agreed to the situation, then how do you not carry it out? and expect everybody else to do our part and be penalized or punished if we don't do it.
Yes.
But you can just keep dragging it out. Like, make it happen. The things that are happening in these schools and talking about we need this and we need that, then why don't you help us to help you?
Yes.
By just getting it done.
Right.
But, you know, oftentimes, Telly, one of the things that I end up finding is that a lot of people that look like me has opposition for the school resource officers.
Mm-hmm. And, you and, do?
Yeah. It's just a lot of people that be like, you know, we just trying to give a prison a pipeline and, you know, a pipeline to prison. If we have them in there, they're going to criminalize our kids and this, that, and the other. Sir, ma'am, if your son or daughter is on something like that, they probably have already, unfortunately, started a life of criminal activity. If we could open up their juvenile records, we would see that you're not parenting. You're being a PWK, just people with kids.
Yes.
So you biologically had them as the man or the woman, but you're not parenting those children. And now, because you won't give them structure and MPS needs some structure?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Here is also the other thing, too. When you talk about, oh, we don't want to give them a prison-like
pipeline
to prison. First off, if you've never been to prison before, how do you know that's what it feels like?
Right.
That's number one. Number two, if I have to, you don't have to hear about your wife, who is not a very large woman, mm-hmm. have to break up fights every other day
right.
with these kids, but you don't want officers around, people that are trained
right.
to break up fights and to de-escalate situations. But you're going to have, females as well as, you know, because they're really just, there aren't a lot of male teachers, let's be real. They're just, like in any school, there's just not a lot of male educators. And when the male is an educator in that school, he's also the authority figure in terms of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone looks at him to make sure the, you know, situations are de-escalated. But if you have school resource officers there to do that,
special ed teachers wouldn't be getting beat down in school. Two within a there matter of is. A month. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
To where it's like, somebody call law enforcement. And, okay, then we I see on the YouTube, Truth Nation YouTube page, Shell Tay say, that means, let's see, but you have to make sure you have the right officers around the children. Okay, the whole realistic situation is, we're damning people as if we know that, oh, they're all going to be bad. But if you are put into a box, and I always say this, oftentimes we like to stereotype situations, but if somebody stereotyped you, then you'd be making a fuss on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be talking about how they going to treat me. They don't know if I make this or they don't know if I do that. But here you are automatically saying it. Now, of course, if we see in the schools, not only do law enforcement have body cams, but the schools, that's how we end up seeing how bad some of these situations are, because they have cameras throughout mm-hmm. the school. Of course, if we see something going wrong and a SRO was out of line and it was unjustifiable, then yeah, but take your butt to the school conference, to the school board, and be able to voice your opinions. We don't see these people sometimes at the school board meetings until we make it, oh, everybody, you should be at this meeting. Mm-hmm. Now the meeting is overflowing.
Yep.
But any other time, that damn room is empty as hell,
yes,
bruh.
Yep.
It's empty.
Yep.
But yet we want to act like we're concerned at certain times. I hate that selective thought process.
Yes. We get concerned during the 11th hour, and that is always something that then you feel like, man, that's wrong. Like, well, you had plenty of opportunity to oppose this, but mm-hmm. you chose to wait until the very end. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Another thing that I was just thinking about, Homer, when you were talking about school resource officers being in the building, one of the major things I think in terms of a kid's educational process or journey is exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
how can you strive for something if you don't know what it is? And meaning, if I want to be a police officer, if the only time I see police officers is when they come in my neighborhood and arrest my, cousins or homies,
brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if that's my only access to them, I'm going to think, well, I don't want to be a cop. What am I going to do?
Right.
Just go, only thing I'm going to do is arrest and send my boys to jail.
Right.
That's the image that I have. But if you have a police officer that is coming in and Shelte, you're right. The right officers that are in the schools, that's engaging mm-hmm. and be like, hey, one day you too could be a police officer.
Absolutely.
And it's somebody that they can look up to as opposed to looking at them and saying, they just waiting on pull their gun out, or they mm-hmm. waiting to tase mm-hmm. us, or they mm-hmm. waiting to pepper spray us,
right.
or whatever the case may be. So I think also too, it's a way to expose young people to different careers.
Absolutely. And again, we talk about the negative situations that happen in any profession, in my opinion, but what about all of the community engagement that they are doing, from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office to the Milwaukee Police Department? I see them playing basketball. I see them going into the communities. I see them engaging. I see them at community block festivals that are going on. I see them saying, hey, have our community liaison officers come out to your block meeting. Mm. They want to be engaged, but if you want to just see the ones that the criminals bring out, we can't help it, in my opinion, if you are a law enforcement officer, that your cousin, your brother, your mother, your sister, your auntie, your uncle, your best friend is a criminal. Mm. I need to see that criminal taken off the street, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them just being out there. So if you engage, remember I told you about the hood versus neighborhood and the connotation that it brings. So if you want to just keep your area the hood, where you're going to see police having to come in and do their job, because when they don't come in and do their job, law enforcement in general, then we got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
When they do come in to do their job, we got something to say. So let's say, criminals, we're tired of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not doing those things, then we don't have to see law enforcement coming out to do what they have been sworn to do. They can come in and they can engage more. We can see the wave from a patrol car or a sheriff car. We can see them wave, hey, how you doing? And good
right.
morning. But if you got to come in as a law enforcement officer annoyed because people got switches and people have started to shoot at law enforcement, have
yeah.
shootouts with law enforcement and shootouts in broad daylight, and they don't give a damn who is outside. Your
yeah.
son, daughter, this, that, and the other. So we got to look, it's about balance. It's about
yes.
balance. So in schools, with a lot of the things that unfortunately give a lot of these schools a bad rep, I know so many teachers, and I'm sure, you do too.
Yeah.
So it's like, we hear those stories that some people ain't talking about,
mm-hmm.
that they are like, man, the kindergarten kids, man, the first graders, the fourth grade, they like, we in trouble. But the parents have to stay engaged. PWKs need to be penalized. I don't know, maybe take away the EBT card or something so they can't sell it. But the engagement has to be balanced.
It does.
Don't just look at one person saying this happened and then say, man, that's why they don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. Mm. What are you doing?
Right. Correct. Hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. And again, you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. NPS.com. Rich Auntie Nina says, every kid going to NPS is in trouble.
Right.
Rich Auntie Nina, I totally agree.
Me too.
But I also agree that each child that goes to NPS or any school should feel safe while they are getting their education. We'll be back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, there is a critical need for more African-American blood donors in Milwaukee, and we want to encourage you to help save lives by donating blood. This is why we're asking you to join us on Friday, December 20th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's right, same time we start this show.
Yes, sir.
As we have partnered with Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin for a blood drive with your favorite 101.7 The Truth shows broadcasting live on site during the day. Come watch Truth Be Told with Telly, The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, and Jamming with Juice with Ben and Carrie live from the Versity Blood Center on Wisconsin, located at 2152 North Dr. Martin Luther King Drive. Join us again on Friday, December 20th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for our Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin Blood Drive with live broadcasts of 101.7 The Truth shows all day long. That's going to be a great time. I'm going to have the legendary Homer Blow. If you want to come out, holla at.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Blow.
Absolutely.
He's going to be in the building as well as our man Damian LZ. Dame, I saw your message on our YouTube message board, Truth Nation. You can always hit us up on our YouTube message board as well as 1017thetruth.com. You can stream and watch us live. Dame asked, he said, well, all of these players, these were home games, and the NBA has some of the best security. I agree, but the NFL, Joe Burrow was in Dallas when they were playing on Monday night and when his house got hit. But yeah. Just a little information. But anyway,
yeah.
YouTube. Moving on.
YouTube. Rich Auntie Nina said, every parent isn't on EBT. That comment just doubles down on the narrative that it's just the parents' fault when it's all of our problem. NPS has failed because of us not paying attention. You totally misconstrued my comment because I didn't say parents. I said PWKs. PWKs for me are people with kids who are not parenting their kids. They know that their children are coming home with a bowl full of key fobs. They don't have a license. They are not even of age to drive. But you say nothing. You're the kids that are coming home smoking weed with you, doing cocaine with you, smoking drugs, popping pills with you. That is not a parent, in my opinion. You are contributing to the problem that is going on in and around our community. So when you're not taking self-accountability and say, I am your mama, I'm not your friend. I am your daddy, I am not your friend. I am here to raise you. You may not agree with everything that I say or do right now, but you gonna learn today. I'm not going to lose you to the street. I'm not gonna have to get reports from you. I'm coming to the parent-teacher conference, whether in person or virtual. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the school board meetings, whether in person or virtual. I'm going to be engaged. My son, my daughter, my foster child, my sister's son or daughter, because she's deceased or the father may not be there. Somebody may not be there, but I'm going to be engaged. Mm-hmm. So if something goes wrong, and it can still go wrong,
right,
but it's not going to be because of the lack of me trying to be a great parent to my child.
Yes.
So I'm talking about those irresponsible ones that are trying to have a seafood boil, but at the same time making social media posts talking about, can you help me with my rent? I got three kids. Mm-hmm. And you up here trying to have a liquor party. You're trying to have all of these things, and you ain't handled your business.
Yes.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah. But going back to these school resource officers that were supposed to be in Milwaukee Public Schools at the beginning of 2024,
mm-hmm.
and this was a mandated law. for this to happen, and it hasn't happened. Why aren't there any repercussions?
That part.
Because, like you said, if there's anything like this that a normal employee does, and we are told, okay, you're mandated to do this on this specific day, and it hasn't happened, you know, a day later, a week later. Mm-hmm. It's been 11 months, and it still hasn't happened.
Our bank accounts would be froze, all kind of stuff. There would be so many different repercussions. There would be liens put on this, liens put on that, if we didn't follow something that was mandated.
It goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. Who polices the police? Right. Who is going to reprimand the Waukesha Police Department for not going across the hall to nail their suspect 6 months ago?
That part.
It's just, we just found out we got a tip, and then we put our eyes on him, and then, boom, we got him. Like, to me, there has to be someone that polices them. And then when you have Assembly Speaker Voss going on talk shows talking about, well, if they can't abide by what the law has mandated them to do, it may affect their budget next year.
Mm-hmm.
There may be budget cuts. And so just because these adults haven't been able to figure out how to get 25 officers
right
in the largest school district in the state, it's going to affect the kids at the end, because the state is going to cut money because these adults couldn't do what they had to do.
They wasn't adulting. They wasn't adulting. And that's just the sad reality. And when I was just talking about, there's penalties. There's repercussions. So the engagement has to be throughout the year. It has to be. Your voice needs to be able to be heard, but you also need to be able to speak and have a regular conversation about it. You can have the passion in your voice, as you'll know about me, but at the same time, in order to converse with somebody, you have to be like, okay, blam, I understand your perspective. Now let me give you my perspective. Mm. And we need that constantly happening, not just for the big moment here or the big moment there. Yeah. Those are the ones that go and are engaged in our MPS system to find out what's going on. They can end up saying, well, no, that's not what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about. And people will make their own narratives without being a part of the process.
Right. And the problem for me that I have for this, Homer, is the fact that you put this on the back burner for so long until something else happens.
Yep.
Until the next time a student goes outside the building and gets some of his cousins to come beat up somebody inside the school. Mm-hmm. And there's no one there to stop them.
Right.
And you have these teachers that are put in these positions that they may have to face someone that has a weapon, and they're coming up there.
That's right.
To do harm. And you don't have any sort of school resource officers or any sort of officers. And then by the time that you call the police, they have so many other things going on. You think they can get to every school fight?
Right.
They can get to every instance like that, but if you already have someone in place.
Absolutely.
But the problem is, again, that I have, this only comes back up when something like that happens, and then it's after the fact. We are reacting to it.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, man, we should have had some officers in there. Well, why aren't we talking about that now before
proactive,
it happens?
Right.
How about being taking preventative measures as opposed to trying to implement things afterwards? And Shelte's asked a question on our YouTube message boards. What happened to the security guards? We have security guards. Well, who are those security guards? Are they former officers? Are they
right? They're not. And when we talk about security guards, and
you can give me a whistle in a uniform and call me a security guard.
I think that, again, people really need to go and engage with these schools. You need to go see and understand what these teachers and the staff at MPS have to go through with trying to deal with some of your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, or grandkids.
Yeah.
You gotta see what they're going through and understand the limitations that they have. You can only do so much as a MPS safety aide, because we've seen the videos, unfortunately, over the years where we saw a MPS safety aide or any type of security guard in general touching somebody to try to break up something, and the community gets in an uproar. He didn't have to pick my daughter up like that. Mm. She didn't have to do this, and she didn't have to do that. But it's like, your daughter was trying to beat the hell out of this other girl, or they had jumped this one girl.
Yeah.
I mean, how are we going to break this up?
Yeah.
So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
But with law enforcement, they are truly, in my opinion, Gruberfied. And what I mean by that, one call, that's all. They got a code. They can end up hitting their walkie-talkie and just say a code. And guess what? The cavalry will arrive.
Yes, that is so true.
The MPS safety aides, I don't believe they can do the one call, that's all.
No, you can't. And Shelte says, you know, true. Because she was, Shelte was asking about, you know, just security guards. And yes, when we were coming up, of course, yes, you need security guards. But nowadays, do you think that you're going to pay somebody, you know, little money to go in there and deal with all of that?
Right.
And man, come on, man.
They trying to come with switches and everything else.
That is correct. Truth Nation, we're going to keep the conversation going on the other side of the break. Hit us up. 833-212-1017. More Truth Be Told with Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. Round and round we go, Truth Nation. We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to five Black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com, Associated Bank member FDIC. Good morning, Truth Nation. If you're just joining us, we have the legendary Homer Blow in the building. We have been discussing MPS, and there's still no school resource officers in the buildings, and this was something that was mandated to happen January 2024, not January 2025, January 2024. And now it is December
13th hour.
Yes. And so, MPS is blaming Milwaukee Police Department, and, the police department is probably blaming MPS. They said there was a request to get officers back into the buildings, and MPD denied that request. Now, the last time I checked, if the law tells you to do something, you could deny and be like, nah, I don't care what y'all see.
And that's the part I guess I got to try to understand. Was it denied on the sense of MPS didn't want to pay them? Or they expected MPD to pay it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, and I think that's what the biggest stranglehold is right now, and that is who are going to pay these school resource officers, because MPD is probably saying that ain't in our budget.
Right.
And MPS said, well, they ain't in our budget. That was part of the law that you were supposed to abide by.
Yeah. So that is the big situation right there. And I wish we could end up speaking with somebody who could speak on behalf of both entities. You know what I mean? Like, what's the deal? Is it that MPD was supposed to have to keep just paying and have them go into the schools, and it's nothing extra, ain't time and a half, ain't none of that?
Or was it MPS in their budget and them getting that money that they wanted supposed to be able to pay for that?
Hey, you know what, Homer? I just realized we wasted a whole lot of time trying to figure this out. We know what to do when you want to figure something out. Chase the money.
Yes.
Where the money head is, that's where your answers are.
Yes,
and
sir.
Looking at this, that's exactly what this is all about. Because in this article, it says all parties continue to engage in financial negotiations related to this program, which is the result of a shared revenue agreement negotiated by the city of Milwaukee to receive approximately $200 million in new revenue annually. The shared revenue agreement requires those funds to be directed to public safety, including law enforcement, fire protection, and emergency medical services. MPS is not a recipient of these funds.
Mm.
MPS is not a recipient of these funds. So there it is.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And again, it goes back to what I said before break. You have these adults who can't figure it out. And it's the kids that are going to suffer.
It is.
Because as soon as they can't figure this out, you have people like Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's just looking back and saying, see?
Mm-hmm.
Gave them all that money. They don't even know how to do. They don't even know what to do with it. I tell you what, we're going to cut that budget and give it to some other districts that have shown us that they know what to do with the money that they are given.
You know, I think that unfortunately with these situations and a lot of other situations that finally bring some of us out to the school board meetings, that we have a community of distrust in both situations. Like, you feel what I'm saying? It's a I don't trust this. I don't trust that. But there's a lot of people on the outside looking in that aren't even a part of the process. And I say that if you want to throw sticks and stones, be at least a part of the process. Go actually read the minutes from the meetings that were held at the school board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to those type of things to end up understanding how this works and then what do we need to do? Because we can be mad at the wrong people.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Help us to guide in which direction. Who needs to be held accountable? And if we're saying both, then we're going to still be at a stalemate because we've seen how both are currently reacting to the situation.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear from somebody from each side.
Yeah, that would be great. Truth Nation, keep it locked right here. Hour number two coming up. You can always hit us up and stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Hit us on the talk and text line as well, 833-212-1017. Hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly is coming up next.